This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
We got some audio for you. You've heard about baby monitors getting hacked, right, Jim?
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, people can hack into a baby monitor if it's hooked up to Wi-Fi or whatever, and they can start talking through it and freak everyone in the house out. Well, apparently, you can also hack the PA system on a commercial airline flight.
Oh, boy.
Happened with a PA system on American Airlines flight recently from LA to Dallas earlier this month. A passenger recorded audio of somebody moaning and groaning in a sexual manner over the PA system on the airplane. The flight attendant had to jump on there and just let everyone know that it was not the pilot or it was none of the staff.
We know it's called the cockpit, but everybody behave.
They had some other interference, as they described it. Listen to the noises.
Not exactly what I was expecting.
So that was going on and on. Like, it wouldn't stop. And eventually they had to jump on. Here's the flight attendant.
Like, I'm assuming they're trying to make it sexual. I don't know what else is going on. What else it could possibly be?
It was, there's more audio that I can't play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was clear that they were trying to make it sound like a climax of sorts over the PA on the airplane there.
Man. That is the last place you don't want the staff to be fully in control of everything going on.
100%. But as far as pranks go, I would much rather somebody, if they're going to take over the PA system, I'd rather them just start moaning and groaning as opposed to saying something like, everybody, the plane's going down. Yeah. We're all going to die. Now, that would not be funny at all.
No, no.
At least you can look back on this one and kind of laugh.
Yeah. And it's more confusing than terrifying at the start.
And this isn't the first time it's happened. It's happened on a flight from New York to LA in July, another flight into Dallas earlier this month. American Airlines put out a statement blaming mechanical issues that made the volume of the PA spike as the cause of that one.
What?
Although it sounds like something's spiking and it's not the... It's not the volume on the PA.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
We've got a warning for listeners in Hamilton. Well, listeners everywhere. You never know where there's going to be a sicko. In Hamilton, over the weekend, authorities were alerted when a woman found a camera set up to film people in a women's washroom. Was the Tim Hortons near the Queenston, the traffic circle there, right at the end of Main Street in Hamilton, near Montgomery Park. That Timmy's. Woman went into the bathroom. She saw a Tim Hortons cup that had been manipulated to hold a cell phone with a charging pack in it, so somebody wanted that thing filming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of put on the ground, pointed towards the toilet. Some paper towel or toilet paper stuffed in there. It really is a terrible job at trying to camouflage the camera. Thank goodness it was not hidden better. Yeah,
well, this person is not only a pervert, they're also very lazy, you know, which is disgusting in itself. But no, it's actually bad. Like, it almost looks like it's more of a heat score because they tried to hide it. Like, it's like they put some TP over it but ripped a hole so the lens could still see through. It's right beside the crapper, right near the wastebasket. It's like, I've never seen a less hidden camera in my life.
It's very conspicuous. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because this woman found it. The authorities were alerted by the management of the Tim Hortons. They say they have security footage of the person who put it in the bathroom.
Good.
And they have that man's face on camera, and they are looking for the suspect right now. But if you saw anything, maybe you're in there on the weekend. 11 a.m. on Thursday. Oh, it was last week, Thursday, 11 a.m. If you're at that Tim Hortons, you saw anything suspicious, you might want to call the cops.
It's kind of disappointing because you'd think the guy would come back for it, right? That's the whole game plan, is to come back for the device because it's got the battery pack on it. So I wonder if he just never came back for it, because he would have been arrested then if they did. It's like almost this shouldn't have been public yet. They should have waited for him to come back and then set a trap for him.
It says in the article that it was set to record, but who knows? Was it live streaming as well?
They do have Wi-Fi going on there, right?
So maybe the person knew he was busted. That's why he didn't come back. But you're right. Why not just turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
Leave it there, or take the camera out of the cup and leave the cup there with the paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
Put a mouse trap in there.
Yeah, and when you hear, yow!
Yes, so when he reaches in to grab it, the pervert literally falls into your trap.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, it's like when you rent an Airbnb or whatever, they say you should always look around for suspicious little items where they shouldn't be, like, alarm clock pointed directly at the bed. I might, at public washrooms, be looking around a little closer when I go in any of them.
Sure. And women especially, because this was a women's bathroom, and who knows how many times this creep has done this around the Hamilton area, or if this is some sort of sick trend online. But you got to be aware of your surroundings. And if you're a staff member, when you go in to do your checks, kind of make sure you look everywhere, see if there's any setups like this going on. When we stayed at an Airbnb recently, Jim, there was a smoke detector above the bed. I opened it because I saw a little light flashing in there, and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a camera.
Well, and you're satisfied with the investigation?
Yeah. They're so small now.
Yeah, I know.
They're easy to hide unless you're a complete idiot like this guy. Look at that thing.
It's so stupid.
It's a terrible job. Again, thank goodness.
Yes.
Because it was found easily. The cops are on it, and they're looking into tracking down the suspect.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Tropical Storm Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, the military has been called in to go help with the relief effort out on the East Coast. Trees down, an understatement, like trees ripped out of the ground.
Massive trees.
Yeah, buildings completely flipped over in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those old East Coast buildings, they've got such character and charm, eh? With the different color paint, and a lot of them are really old buildings.
Not known to have very strong foundations.
Yeah.
Deep ones.
So there's been some issues with buildings and houses being totaled, including a body of a missing 73-year-old woman was found following the storm. She lived right on the water, it looks like. I'm looking at a picture of her home on globalnews.ca, and the entire basement was ripped out of the house while she was down there, presumably, and right into the ocean. Man,
oh, man.
It's terrible. So thoughts going out to everybody on the East Coast. Prime Minister tweeted out, "My heart breaks for the family and friends of the woman who passed away when Hurricane Fiona made landfall. We're keeping you in our thoughts. We'll continue to make sure that you and your fellow Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have the support you need." Now, down in Florida, they're bracing for one as well. My parents have to be nervous. I'm looking at the path of Ian, which has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane down in Florida. It's looking to intensify as it makes landfall Wednesday. Could be up to a Category 4.
That's not good.
And the path, it's headed right towards the Gulf side of Florida, right towards like the Tampa Bay areas right there.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not good. Florida governor is telling people that they should stock up on food, supplies, gas, everything, and get ready to bunker down for Ian to make landfall.
I wouldn't have minded if that would have arrived on Sunday during the Buffalo Bills game, so it would have got paused halfway through. Like, if there's going to be a hurricane.
You know, I'm disappointed that the Miami game didn't get called, Jim.
Yeah, Ian could have helped me out there a little bit, save me some money.
Or it could have been who took the over on field goals.
Yeah, totally.
99-yard field goal was kicked on Sunday. Oh, boy. Yeah, tough loss for Bills fans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Miami's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough division, as Dev has been saying. It's the toughest division.
Yeah. It's early. We'll see, but it was a good game, at least.
No reason to panic if you're a Bills fan, but Miami looking good. Even with the butt punt, as they're calling it, they managed to stay in it and to win the game.
Hmm. Just a heads up. Maybe there's some bad weather affecting Ontario here. Just getting texts now saying that Start.ca and Rogers Network is down again. Just a little tangent here, but it sounds like maybe the internet might be down. So just to anybody who's concerned or
cell
wondering what's going on, I don't know. It says, I'm with Start.ca, which is on Rogers Network, and apparently all of Southern is down again, at least the internet, because it was the phone lines and the cable and internet last time. Maybe it's just internet.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd just chime in with that right now in case anybody else is going through that.
I'm on Rogers and my phone seems to be working right now.
Okay.
Got it in my hand. I know there was issues with cable and internet in some areas, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before during football.
Do not!
Oh, yeah, and people were freaking out about that. So let us know if you know anything about outages with phone or internet. You can call or text 1-833-829-6546, or can you?
Peacock. I want to see your peacock.
Your peacock.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Time for sports. Our sports guy is Devin Peacock. He's here with us, and his mind is at ease. He's feeling a little better about the universe.
Pujols got to 700, guys.
You were saying that Albert Pujols is ready to retire, but you said if he doesn't get his 700th home run, then he needs to come back next season because of your OCD.
Yeah, like Wayne Gretzky ended his career at 894 goals. You're telling me Wayne Gretzky could have come back for one more season to get to 900? So if Albert Pujols ended at like 698 or 699, would that not drive you nuts?
Oh, and by the way, Wayne Gretzky, just go with 100. 99 as a jersey number? Not cool.
So Pujols hit both his 699th and 700th home run on Friday. Hmm. And so he got there. He's the fourth guy to get to 700. The cool thing for Albert Pujols, he did it never hitting 50 home runs in a season. He is one of only two players to get to 700 home runs and 3,000 hits, which is also pretty cool. And someone tagged me on Instagram. They listened to you guys because they said, now Devin's OCD can calm down because Pujols got to 700.
Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds. Asterix. Those are the only other guys who have done 700. Hey, Aaron Judge from the Yankees has not hit his 61st yet, correct?
No, he's still at 60, and the game against the Red Sox last night was called in the sixth inning due to rain, so Yankees fans getting a little nervous that Judge is not going to get to 61, and of course 62.
College football fans in the U.S. were freaking out on ESPN on the weekend. Apparently, every time Aaron Judge was up at the plate, they'd go split screen between the college football and the Yankees game.
Hmm.
And fans of football were like, if I wanted to watch baseball, I'd be watching baseball.
It's pretty easy to take a replay if he hits it and then air it 8 seconds later, too. It doesn't have to be perfectly live.
Yeah, totally.
Is this their first time watching split screens? I mean, it's not that
distracting. If it's picture in picture, if it's tiny, that's fine. But if it's full blown half and half,
distracting.
That's not what I'm here for.
Yeah, it's distracting. Well, good luck to Judge. You still got a couple more chances here. Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
You got a text message, and you can call or text anytime, 1-833-829-6546. That's 1-833-Taz and Jim. Guys, have you watched the new Star Wars Andor series yet? Have you seen it, Jim?
No, this one, like, I just heard about it, like, a day ago. I didn't even know it was coming out or what it's about. I know nothing about this.
First three episodes are online. It is a prequel to the prequel, Rogue One. It's a double prequel.
Oh, okay, I see. So, okay.
You remember Rogue One? I think Rogue One was the best Star Wars movie that's come out since the original trilogy. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. It probably was the best, but none of them have been that amazing since then. But
reviews for this show, very good. A little bit of a darker tone than the other Star Wars shows that have come out. And I watched the first episode. There's actual people are getting killed and stuff. So
so I'm in. That's cool.
Well, there's some stakes. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these shows, the Marvel stuff, the Disney stuff, the Star Wars stuff, the main characters, they need to keep them alive because they need to keep making these shows.
True.
So there's no stakes involved in the world they live in.
Yeah, like the Obi-Wan thing. He's running around with a little Princess Leia. It's like, what are they? Oh, no, are they going to stay in prison forever?
Yeah, what's going to happen? Yeah. Well, we know what happens to the guy, Cassian, the main character on Andor. If you've seen Rogue One, you know how his story ends.
The name doesn't seem familiar.
He's the guy in Rogue One.
But it's the main character is the girl.
Right.
The guy.
Who they both die. At the end of Rogue One.
Okay, I don't remember the dude.
Remember they blow up the planet? They get the plans
off? Spoiler.
Well, you said you saw it.
I did, but I don't remember the dude. Man, it wasn't I saw it once in theater. It didn't really stick with me, I gotta be honest.
Is it a spoiler?
Was he the blind Asian guy? Because that's the guy I remember.
No, that guy was awesome,
yeah,
though,
those
eh?
Guys were the best.
Yeah. I am the Force.
I am the Force is with thee, and I am the Force.
Is it a spoiler if somebody has already seen the movie and they just forgot what happens?
It's called a stoner spoil.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
I got to tell you this story.
Okay.
But I got to warn you, it's PG-13, okay? What are the Austin Powers movies? Would they be PG-13?
They must be, yeah, I would say.
So, my kids, I've got a couple bobbleheads in my office. Austin Powers and Dr. Evil, I've had them for years since I think I hosted a premiere of one of the movies at a radio station I was working at back in the day. So, they've been asking questions. Who's that? What's Austin Powers? What's Dr. Evil? I'm like, well, we can watch the movies. All the jokes are going to be over their heads. And they've absolutely loved him. My son is almost 6. My daughter is 3. She's dancing around when Austin Powers. Yeah. She's loving the dancing and all the, you know, the visuals. It's very, very colorful and almost looks like a kid's show, right?
If you like rainbows and stuff.
If you take all the double entendres out of it. So we got through all of them. Yesterday we watched Goldmember. And at the very end, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the third Austin Powers movie that came out in 2002, spoiler alert, at the end of Goldmember, Dr. Evil finds out he's Austin Powers' brother, and he becomes a good guy. And in the very final scene of the movie, Dr. Evil is replaced by his son, who spins around in the chair. He's now bald, and he says, I'll get you, Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm. Actor Seth Green.
Seth Green, right. So my son was a little confused by this. He's like, Daddy, who's that? And I said, oh, that's Scott. That's Scott Evil. He's bad now, and he's the new Dr. Evil. And Gray Man says, oh, okay. Then he looks at me. I'm lying on the couch, slaps me on the belly. He said, and who's the new fat bastard, Daddy?
Oh, snap! He patted your belly after he said it.
He's like, oh, yeah. And who's the new fat bastard, Daddy?
Oh, damn. Snap.
I was crying. It was the sickest burn.
Yeah, yeah.
That the kid has ever presented.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he realized how funny it was, because he kept asking, "Why are you laughing so hard, Daddy?" I was crying.
Did a single tear come down your face? I'm not Fat Bastard, but turns out you're a mini me. Because that is something that a Tasman would say to a buddy or
it's
something.
It's a great joke.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great joke. His timing was perfect. I had to go find my wife immediately, and it took me about 15 minutes to tell her the story, because every time I got to the part about him slapping me on the belly and saying that,
yeah,
I started almost crying. I was laughing so hard.
Well, get used to getting bullied around the house. <'Cause> he's, now that he got that reaction, he's going to be looking to zing his old man every day now.
Yeah, Daddy thinks it's hilarious when I call him fat. I guess I'll keep it up. I'll call him Mini-Me.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
Typo, a spelling mistake on a street sign in Washington, D.C. You saw this headline, Jim, thought it would be a great way to start the show off with a fun little, you know, quirky story here, okay? Virginia was the name of the street, Virginia Avenue. However, whoever made the street sign, and this was actually put up on the post in Washington, D.C., they misspelled Virginia, V-I-R.
Seems good so far.
V-I-R-G-I-N-A.
Virginia?
Virginia Avenue.
Oh, one little I is missing, and it's... I mean, that must be the most common, like, kid misspelling, you know, in Virginia.
Pronunciation?
Yeah, everything.
So the city officials have said it was a printing error on behalf of the contractor. You wonder if they did it on purpose to see how long before someone notices. Mm-hmm. They've already taken it down. It should be replaced by the end of the weekend, so it's probably gone. I wonder.
Keep it.
Collector's item. Hang that one in the garage.
Yeah, it's fun. Country roads take me home.
West Virginia.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
Might need to buy some new clothes for fall, for winter. And I hate going shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I hate trying stuff on. Is this the solution? Walmart has introduced virtual fitting rooms. So now if you want to buy stuff online, you can upload a picture of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to see what the clothes looks like while you're wearing them.
Okay, it's kind of interesting. Better than a model, I guess.
You can choose a model, or you can upload a picture of yourself wearing underwear or tight-fitting clothes.
I'm sorry?
You need to be wearing, because they need to get your body shape down, right?
Okay, so you have to wear a green screen bodysuit to make it work.
You need to be wearing underwear, stripped down to underwear or tight-fitting clothing, so the feature will work accurately. Which makes sense if you want to see how it fits the contours of your body.
Sure.
They need to be able to see the contours of your body. Are you not feeling this, Jim?
I don't know. I mean, who's the intermediary here? For me, I don't care for myself. If you want to look at my gross body, that's fine. But I'm sure there's a lot of women in particular who would be a little concerned.
Skeptical?
Yeah. I mean, how tight are we talking here? Bra and panties? Is this what people are sending in?
Who's the keeper of the photos?
Yeah. Is this the Wall family?
Or the Marts? Is it the Walls or the Marts?
I don't know, man. I mean, and how good does it work? Like, do you need your actual body? Because, like, I don't know how good the technology is, but even if it looks like it'll fit you on the virtual model, if it comes to your home and the jeans don't actually fit your waist, yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess you could see, oh, this looks good on me. It doesn't mean they fit.
Do you have to type your measurements in, too? Maybe that's...
Maybe. And I feel like sometimes an outfit looks different depending on how my haircut is, or I don't know.
Whenever I try stuff on at the store, it always looks better, and then I get it home. It's like the lighting in the change room.
The skinny mirrors.
Yeah, maybe they have skinny mirrors going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about a third of the stuff I buy, I get at home, I'm like, what was I thinking?
I think it's bad marketing for Walmart because the clothes always look better on the model. And if it's my stupid face on that plaid shirt, obviously I'm just going to look terrible.
This is kind of like if you're decorating, like if you're buying furniture or artwork online.
Yeah, and they put on a nice wall above a nice fireplace or something.
But there is the feature on some websites where you can see what it looks like in your room.
True, yeah.
And you let them, but it never looks quite right because the dimensions aren't right.
Yeah.
And you just kind of hold it out there while you have your camera on and you move the couch to where you think it would go in the room. You're like, oh, it fits perfectly there. It's like, well, it doesn't really.
Yeah. And their room's a lot nicer. The flooring's better. It's like exposed brick. It's a nice room.
I don't know if Walmart is the clothing retailer that needs this technology most because I'm not looking for anything that's form-fitting when I go to Walmart.
True.
Extra large t-shirt? Yep. Perfect. I'll take it.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.